Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharpstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education. This is podcast number 5.
Okay, today's January 28th, year 2009, and we're here at the Tuscola Area Tech Center with Bob Frost. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about consolidation of services. The state has come up with a plan to consolidate services, and we're just going to talk a little bit about Bob's thoughts on the consolidation of services from an ISD's perspective. I'd like to first take this time to thank Bob for taking some time to interview with us. And Bob, what is your thoughts on this consolidation and how this could all play out?
Well, thanks, Fred. We've been looking at this topic for quite a while with very simple things for starters, things like shared anti-spam servers and things of that nature. And there's a lot of things that we could certainly do to build off of that, whether it's working off the email part of it again. We could talk about email archiving. That's a hot topic right now, device that every district has to have and implement, so something that maybe we could do as a consolidated piece. Video streaming servers, shared student and financial management systems, all of those types of things are certainly capable of happening and being implemented, assuming that the bandwidth is there. And that's really the struggle that we're dealing with here in this county right now, is having the bandwidth to the districts to make those types of things even capable of happening.
Yes, bandwidth can be an issue, and like you say, seems like a lot of the issues do revolve around having the bandwidth and the conductivity between the sites to be able to share some of these services. As you mentioned, phone could be another service that could be shared, and or server consolidations, and some of the things that are more costly, and probably schools don't each need their own server as it relates to student systems and other types of services offered for student learning.
Yeah, the phone system is another excellent example you bring up. For every district to have to every 5 or 10 years replace their PBX and their voicemail systems and so forth, especially the districts in our area are small enough that a single solution could easily accommodate every phone in the county and do so with much, much reduced cost compared to what we're dealing with right now, both in the cost of the equipment, the cost of the ongoing fees, and the cost of the long-distance services, even just for calls between districts. So,
yes, and with today's financial situations in Michigan, let alone the country, ways to reduce cost of services are always being looked at in the districts. And so those are very, very good points and ways that we could probably reduce cost overall.
You also can, increase redundancy at the same time, whether it's, utilizing districts like ours where we both have the same kind of phone systems currently. If we've got the connectivity between us, then we could use one or the other system as redundant. And that way, if one fails, we always have the automatic failover without the additional costs that each of us would have to do that on our own. Same thing with any of those other services, the server consolidation. You might have maybe one or two central server farms or server closets, if you will. And that way, if there's a connectivity issue or if there's simple hardware failure, you've got a failover plan without having to make an additional investment on your own.
What types of trends have you seen with bandwidth usage over the past several years?
Well, our bandwidth here certainly continues to go up, just like everybody's does. We have probably quadrupled at least the amount of bandwidth that we currently contract for just in the past 4 to 5 years. And we are continuing to see that trend with an average increase for our small network of probably a need for an additional 2 to 3 meg per year. And even in many cases, we're seeing bursting where we'll burst to double what our contracted bandwidth is in some instances. We currently pay for about 10 meg of service here, and it's not unusual on occasion to see 20 to 25 meg spikes. So it certainly is something that that could be an issue, and it continues to be an issue.
What does the biggest use of bandwidth that you see is causing some of these trends?
Well, in our case, when we look at the most visited websites on our network, they are fortunately educational sites, but they're educational sites that have a very large amount of video and audio on them. Compass Learning and E2020 is a package that we use very heavily here, and that consistently shows up in our most visited list. And you know, every single student is pulling down different video streams for that particular package. And even though we block a lot of the other video streaming sites, YouTube and so forth, you know, new versions of those are popping up continuously. So I think that's really where the bulk of it's coming from.
So one of the driving forces is video, and the secondary is video and learning that's actually of a very educational purpose. That's very interesting. Well, Bob, we'd like to thank you. That about wraps it up for today, and thank you for taking some time out of your busy day to help us out and help us understand some of these issues that relate to technology education.
Okay, thanks, Fred.
Okay, and we'll see you all at the next podcast.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight song says, fight on, Patriots, fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots, stay in there and you'll win.